It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, good morning to you. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly show here on KETR that we've been doing a long, long time, the voice of Northeast Texas up here. You know, I try to bring something a little different to you every week, and I enjoy getting new guests on and that can share some of what they do with everybody. Mr. Tony Pennybaker is with us today. Now, Tony is a catfish guide down at Lake Tewakinee, and a good one. He fishes out of the Tewakinee Marina, which actually earlier this week, about 3 days ago, I was down there fishing, spent the morning fishing with Tony out of Tewakinee Marina. That is the cleanest marina, the nicest one I have seen on in Lake Tewakinee. First time I'd ever been there is right there at Rabbit Cove. But let's pick Tony's brain, talk some catfishing. Tony, thank you for enduring this lengthy intro, and had a great time fishing with you, buddy.
Thanks, Luke, for having me on the show, and I had a great time, too. I always enjoy taking somebody new fishing.
Yep, and it's good to get you on and talk some fishing with us. I know you've been fishing Tewakinee a long time, but right now, you know, catfish, and including the species, the blues and the channels, it's a seasonal, ever-changing thing. You know, I know cold weather is when a lot of people target the big trophy blues, the big heavy ones. But right now is honestly my favorite time. Folks, if you're looking to catch a bunch of hard-fighting, good-eating fish to eat, you know, blue catfish right now are in a kind of a transition period from the winter to the summer, aren't they, Tony?
Yes, they're kind of stacking up in areas where they're intending on spawning, and as the water warms up, they're concentrating on areas that they will spawn in a little later when the water gets up about 80 degrees. And a lot of males, I'm catching lots of male fish, so that tells me the females are coming here in a few days.
Yeah, that'll be coming in. Well, we were fishing, you know, the upper end of the lake and off the edges of the Sabine Channel. And that influx of all the fresh water, you were telling me that the upper end is not an area that a person would fish all the time because of water levels. But when there's water coming into the lake, just use your graph and find the channel. And you know, if you can find any kind of cover or anything, that's what we were keying on, is shallow water close to the river channel, right?
Right. They're coming into that water because all of the things the flood washes down into the lake, they're feeding on it. Little old crawfish and things that hatch and bugs and worms and all that stuff gets washed out of the bottom. It brings them in there to feed.
Well, let's tell our folks that catfish are the ones that might want to start catfishing, how you rigged up. Folks, we caught our limit, my limit. That's what we were looking for. And in not very long a time, up to about 10 pounds. Tony talks about the rig that you use. Now, you fish with circle hooks, and of course, the bait is fresh shad, cut shad. But tell us how you rig the hooks and the weight up.
I rig mine with a nose roll, and I just simply rig it. I have a unique knot that I tie. I call it a double triple Tennessee, and you can't look it up. It's not on the internet. And about 30-inch leader. I use 30-pound main line with a 50-pound leader. And I put a little old bobber about 4 inches from that hook. And I do snail tie my hooks, and it's not necessary. You can use a polymer knot or whatever kind of knot you like. Or whichever one you know how to tie.
Yep, exactly.
That would be the one to do it with.
Yes.
But that's how I rig mine.
So you got
I'll use anywhere from a 2 foot to a 3 foot leader.
You got your hook down at the bottom, just tied on the tag end of your line there, and then up about, 2 foot, did you say? to the no roll sinker?
About 2 to 3 foot. It varies. Mm-hmm. I put some of them about 2, some of them about 3.
Yeah,
you know, I might even go a little further than that sometimes.
And describe that no roll sinker. That's basically just a flat sinker, isn't it?
It's flat, and I use 2 and 3 ounces. Just depending if I'm fishing that swift current, I'm going to go to a 3 ounce so it'll settle down and stay where I want it to stay.
Yep.
Even if it's not rolling or not rough, windy or something, I use a lot of 2s. Uh-huh. I pour them myself so I don't have to go buy them.
Pretty heavy sinker that keeps that bait in position. Now, are any swivels used at all?
You can use swivels, but I don't. The knot I marry the 2 lines together with is larger than the hole in the no-go. I put a little protector bead sometimes between that weight and the knot. It's not necessary. You know, you're fishing up there in a lot of junk and brush and stuff, you're going to lose rigging, so I try to keep it as cheap as possible.
Yeah, yep. And what size hook do you reckon? It's a circle hook that you use, but what size do you like now?
This time of year, I'm using 4s and 5-0.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a good hook, not a flimsy. I use like a 3X strong.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That way, if you hang a 30 or 40-pound fish, you can hold him.
You bet. Well, the system worked really good, and instead of just fishing with one rod and holding that rod, folks, Tony, like most catfish pros, he's got rod holders, and he'll have, what do we have out of 8 rods probably?
Or 11.
11, yeah. Yeah, those 3 in the back I kept forgetting about.
We had the 3 in the back.
Yeah, and that's kind of comical, but, you know, we're up in front of the boat, and you got all this position on the starboard side, and the all around the front of that boat and the port side, and they're all fishing, but you can easily forget those 3 in the back or whatever you had. And every time I'd think, hey, better look at that, there'd be a fish on there, you know.
R2 or 3.
I got a question now, something that I posted on Facebook a little bit about our trip, and I had a whole bunch of comments. Some people wanting to connect with you. One old boy that I really didn't know him, but I have a lot of people that enjoy the outdoors on my Facebook thing. You know, it's just if they are nice enough to want to follow what I'm doing, I like them and try to keep them tuned in. But I got several questions. I posted a picture of that black. It's a black catfish. It was a blue cat. It's a species, but it was black. And I don't think I have ever caught. I would think I'd remember of catching a black, jet black one. But how common is that? I got some posts on there. They say, well, the catfish are a little bit darker at Lake Tawakoni than some lakes. And I said, no, this is not a little bit darker shade. This is a black fish, you know. How frequently do you catch one that color?
They're not real common, but we have caught a number of those over the years. In fact, 2 winters ago, we caught one identical to what you caught yesterday that weighed 44 pounds.
I would love to have been there. If you get another one and I'm in this part of the world, I'll drive out there with my camera. Wouldn't that make an impressive picture, a jet black one?
I've got great pictures of it. 10-year-old kid fishes with me all the time, caught it.
Oh, I need to yep. Get a hold of one of them if you can, you know, we'll talk about it later. You can email it to me. I would love that. Because, it got a lot of attention, you know, a lot of people were interested. But in any species, whether it's a white-tailed deer or whatever, there's a certain name for that, but there are. You know, there are darker ones, you know, like that, and whatever fish, deer, whatever you're talking about. Interesting little fish. And up the first fish we caught, we were targeting, you told me we were targeting eater fish because you knew I like to eat fish. You know, say 2 to 10 pounds. The first one we caught was about a 10-pounder. I mean the first one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Nice fish.
Yeah, he was a good one. And something else, folks. If at some point maybe you can get down there and fish with Tony Pennybaker here. We're going to give all the contact information. And on KETR, you know, you just go to KETR.org, click on local programs, and then I've been doing this show for a long time. This show will be archived for a long time with links to Tony's website and also to Tewakinee Marina down there. So if you ever get in a boat and fish with Tony back at the cleaning station, Tony, a lot of people do not understand that. I think a lot of people might waste a lot of really good fish fillets by not the. You do a unique method of you come in behind the ribs and cut, make your cut down one side of the fish, and then flip that over and fillet it and leave the skin on. So you got just a fillet. But you then come up in front of the ribs where what I call the cheek, the front of the head of the catfish from the gills back there, is some of the best fish right there that you can get. And you use that electric knife and make it look easy, but you peel that out of there, don't you?
Yes. I go back and I make the fillet cut intentionally a little further back so I can have more on that piece you're talking about, and just go back up in that cavity on a blue that's real deep. Mm-hmm. And yep. I have a real thick piece of meat in there. I hate to leave it, so I go in there and gouge that out, and it takes a little bit of practice, and it's all in the twist and the wrist.
You got to curl.
Get it out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm avoiding cutting through the bones with my knives.
Yep, the rib bones.
It helps extend the life of my electric knives, which are fairly expensive.
You better
so
believe
I cut,
it.
By doing that, I separate the cuts, but I go around the bones, and I'm not damaging my knife, and I'm getting more meat in the process.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony, I have told a lot of people, and I do believe this, blue catfish the size we were catching is some of the best eating in fresh water. Now, I grew up, there weren't any blues up in Red River County where I was raised. There actually weren't any lakes. We'd go up in Oklahoma, fish in the rivers and stuff up there. But and we caught, you know, channel catfish by the zillions when I was growing up. That's what we fish for. But a blue catfish, I tell you what, they're hard to beat unless you can blacken them or crispy fry them in some hot cooking oil. Pretty tough to beat, aren't they?
I think they're the best in the water. Most consistent on taste.
Yep. You know, our time has gone by so fast this morning. We've only got another minute or so. Tony, tell everybody how to connect with you on Facebook first. How about that?
I'm the Thunder Cove Lake Tewakinee Guide on Facebook. And my website is LakeTewakineeCatfishGuide.com.
LakeTewakineeCatfishGuide.com. And then the Facebook again is what?
Lake Tewakinee Catfish Guide.
Yep. And in the Thunder Cove, I guess I searched that out on Google.
Thunder Cove Lake Tewakinee Guide. Thunder Cove, I'm getting tongue-tied here.
Well, a lot of information.
My Alzheimer's is kicking in. It's Thunder Cove Lake Tewakinee Guide.
Okay, leave your phone number. We got time for that, and then we will post it on the website. So how do folks call you?
903-474-3078.
Tony, thank you very much, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.